we're still working extremely hard. You know, I was on the blower all day yesterday. We've still got to get some people out to get people in. It doesn't have to work that way around. But I'm hopeful. I'm still hopeful. You know, we'll be still be working till the last minute on Tuesday.
When you say you don't have to go that way around, so if you can get somebody in first, you're going to do it. You've got that support.
Yeah, yeah. There's no... We've just got to make sure it's right. And I'm sure the fans will be frustrated that we ain't got any more in. We've got one in and he's replaced Ali in the score. I understand that. But there's no point bringing someone in that's not better than what we've got. And we've got to bring the right person in with the right character without the emotional baggage that some players may or may not have. And they've got to want to come and play for Croydon Football Club. That's the key. I spoke to one person yesterday who said he'd bring me back because he was bowling with his daughter and never has. Tells me enough, I'm afraid. Tells me enough. So that's it, really. You know, that's the kind of thing we're up against. We'll keep plugging away. Hopefully, we'll get the right people in that'll change our fortunes.
Yeah, when you look at your list and you discuss with Neil and you've pinpointed and put the priority players, are you satisfied with... I'm not saying you're going to get them because it's not, as you said, not easy to get them over the line, but are you satisfied that in that group that they're there that can change you?
Yeah, we are, but the problem is with... I'd have liked to have a bit more time. Personally, I'd have wanted to start this process in November, so we've got a month to do the due diligence. Whereas when you come into the job on the 9th of January and you've got 3 weeks and you're trying to cram it all in, it's difficult. You know, you make a mistake recruiting someone at this, in the position we're in, you know, the consequences could be dire. That's the reality. So we've got to make sure we get the right person whilst keeping an eye on the clock that's ticking all the time. So ideally this process should have started, you know, 6-8 weeks ago, but it hasn't. You know, we're chasing his tails a little bit, and I'd rather be sure that we're getting someone who's going to benefit us than make a rash decision.
And we know that it's a little bit delicate with Harry Davis, and you say it might develop between when we last spoke to you on Tuesday towards the end of the week. Have you got an update of where that is and what's going on? Still exactly the same, is it?
Yep.
So what you do is just wait now, do you, to see where it goes when the clock strikes 12 and it's all over?
The ball's not in my court. That's the bottom line. You know, we've had conversations. The ball's in Harry's court. He knows my feelings. You know, he's told me his. And, well, then what he's told me, then he needs to do something about it.